Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding the doctrine of jihad is the fact that what is to be done with the spoils of war, in what ratio are to be distributed. Our jurists believe that at all costs a Muslim government or a Muslim state is bound to distribute 4 out of 5, the 4/5 of the war booty that they gain in a war amongst the soldiers, and they can only capture or they can only have 1/5 of the war booty. In other words, the Muslim state can only acquire 1/5 of the war booty for itself. Now, if we study this whole issue in the light of the Quran, it becomes evident that the wars which were fought in the times of the last messenger of God, in which this directive was given, had a very specific connotation. They related to those wars which the Almighty actually, through which wars the Almighty punishes people who deliberately deny the truth. In other words, it relates to the Sunnatullah, which is specifically meant for the prophets of God, and in this case, of course, the last prophet of God. It has no bearing on the Sharia or any other directive which relates to this this aspect. So in other words, we can say that whatever the verses say regarding 1/5 or 4/5 share is specifically meant for the wars which were conducted in the times of the prophet and which were primarily a divine punishment meted out by the Almighty to the prophet and his companions against people who had intentionally denied the truth. They do not relate to other forms of war, which in other words means that a state or a Muslim state has discretionary powers in this matter. There is no eternal directive in the Quran which says that 4/5 of the war share or the war booty shall have to be distributed among the soldiers or the army which is fighting that war. In this case, a Muslim state has a discretionary power. It can do whatever it likes with the booty it captures. It can distribute them, it can keep it to itself. It is not bound in any way, in other words, by the Quran. Now, wherever this directive is actually mentioned in the Quran, it becomes very evident, as the context shows, that it relates to those wars which were fought against people who had intentionally denied the truth. So therefore, at one instance, when this debate took place between certain Muslims after the Battle of Badr, the question they asked was, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. And as the verse says, they ask you about the spoils of war. And the answer to this is, the Almighty says, قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Tell them that the spoils belong to God and His Prophet. And a little later in the same surah, in Surah Anfal, it is said that a fifth of whatever they gain belongs to God and His Prophet, and the remaining 4/5 will be distributed among the army. Now we know that these, as I said, these wars were specifically fought by the Almighty, and He had used the services of the companions of the Prophet for this purpose. So therefore, the Almighty said that, okay, 4/5 of the share of the war booty will be given to these people, because of course they spent their time, their effort, their camels and their horses and other war equipment. So therefore they'll be given 4/5 on this basis. But as I said, that since these wars specifically related to the Qanun Itmam Hujjah, the law of Itmam Hujjah, as per which the Almighty punishes people who intentionally deny the truth, so therefore whatever is mentioned relating to war booty and regarding them relates to these wars specifically. It has no bearing on any other jihad. Since after the departure of the Prophet, the only jihad today which can be waged is the one against oppression, injustice and persecution. If in this situation Muslims capture some war booty, then a state will have discretionary powers. It can do whatever it likes with the war booty. It is not bound in any way by the Quran to distribute the 4/5 share among the soldiers. And I said that these verses in which this 4/5 share is mentioned specifically relate to those wars which are fought by the prophets of God, by the messengers of God, and in this case the last messenger, against people who intentionally deny the truth, and they are punished in this world. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.